All right, so we are moving into the CSLF meeting. Please bear with me. This meeting is being recorded. In the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive a text or an email advising whether the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. We're going to begin with a roll call. Peter Lisi, I'm present. Marty Budd?
Here.
Thank you. Andrew Foster?
Present.
Thank you. Michael Azzotti. Carrie Kelly. Stella Lopez.
Here.
Thank you. Julie Savino.
Present.
Thank you. And Laura Baker.
Here.
Thank you. And Jeanette Waldman.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. With the roll call completed, I need to ask that individuals stay in their name and title before speaking during the meeting. Votes will be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. First item of business, we are called to order, is the approval of the minutes from June 13th. As is my hope and desire and request, I'm hoping the folks spend a few minutes with the minutes from June 13th. Is there a motion to adopt the minutes as presented? Anyone?
No, moved.
Thank you, Marty. Is there a second? Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, second.
So the motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes from our June 13th meeting. Are there any corrections that need to be made? Any edits? Any comments? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Chair, this is Kim Morse. I don't think you called my name in the roll call, so I'm assuming I need to stay on this board meeting, or
yes.
Or am I? Pardon me.
No. Yeah. Yes, please stay on the call.
And okay.
Oversight at our end that I didn't call your name.
Okay, I didn't vote on the minutes, so but I think that you probably had a quorum and they passed anyway. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
the only thing to report is, as I mentioned, our financial advisor will be working on updating cash flows, and so more to come on that coming forward.
Any questions for Jeanette? All right. Charles.
Yes, thank you. So by way of recap, Gold Trust from Little Sea audit firm joined us for the Tesla meeting. He presented the audit report, and everyone has a copy of the 990 CSLF tax return, which is also prepared by his firm. And so we're going to move into action items for those. But first, Kevin Barry from our accounting team is going to present a recap of the CSLF financials.
Thank you. Kevin Barry, accountant with CSLF and Chifa. We're going to start on page 25. Balance sheet. Okay, so year over year, same with the assets. We have unrestricted assets at a similar balance of $132,000 for fiscal year 24 versus $156,000 fiscal year 23. This tends to stay the same, unless we have an additional transfer to Chesla. Loans receivable decreased by $22.8 million. This is as students continue to make principal payments on their loans. Taking a look at liabilities, bonds payable decreased by $24 million, and bonds are redeemed from available trust cash as student payments are received. This leaves us with a total net position of $20.88 million, and that's an increase of $1.275 from last year. The next page is the statement of net position. And taking a look at the revenue, we have loan interest income increased by $925,000, and this is mainly attributed to the SAP becoming a quarterly receivable. And that's the special allowance projection, and it's a subsidy payment that the government pays towards our FFELP portfolio if the interest rates drop to a certain percentage. And also total late fee and investment income increased by $21,000. Moving down to the expenses, the interest on the bond decreased by $230,000, slightly due to rate decrease and primarily due to decline balance. And our change in that position before Chesla transfers is a gain of $1.77 million, and that's an increase of $881,000 compared to last fiscal year. Any questions?
Yeah, so the portfolio continues to run down. What's interesting about this year is what Kevin said, that because rates are so high, as a lender, we are compensated for the difference between that higher market rate and the fixed rate of the loans. So you can see revenue is almost up $1 million year over year as a result of that change in rates. All right, so next items on the agenda would be for the acceptance of the audit report, as well as the CSLF 990 tax return.
These are both action items.
Correct.
Okay. So there is resolution in everyone's packet. Agenda item 4, auditor's report. 2 resolutions, one to approve the audited financials and one to approve the Form 990. Denise, can that be done in one vote?
I would prefer to do separate.
Okay. All right. Would someone like to move adoption of the resolution to approve the audited financials? Your motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Andrew. Another second?
Laura, second.
Thank you, Laura. Okay, so moved, seconded to adopt the resolution as presented regarding to approve the audited financials. Any further discussion, questions, Kevin or for Charles? Anything? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the resolution as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. The motion carries unanimously. The next item is the resolution to approve IRS Form 990. Again, looking for a motion to adopt it. Someone like to move that?
So moved.
Thank you, Julie. Second? I'm happy to move second.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to adopt the resolution approving the IRS Form 990. Any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there any more opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
And then item C under audit report, Tom alluded to that earlier. He'll be back in, well, he may not be back, but in November, we'll vote on that when it's complete.
Thank you, Charles. Okay, bond redemption activity.
Hi, this is Robbie Johnson, accounting analyst from Goal Solutions. So going over the bond redemption activity for the quarter ended June 30th, 2024, a total of 7.1 million in bonds were redeemed compared to the prior quarter's total of 4.8 million. The breakdown being 1.2 million for the 2006 A1 tranche and 5.9 million for the 2006 A2 tranche. The total outstanding bond balance at the end of the quarter sits at about 55.5 million, representing a 11.3% decline from the prior quarter. And if you go to the next page, looking at the portfolio characteristics, the weighted average coupon was relatively unchanged. You can see a decline in 2 basis points from 7.19% to 7.17. In terms of the weighted average remaining term, that also decreased slightly from 218 months to 215 months. For the FFELP portfolio payment statuses, forbearances and deferments decreased from 12.44 to 12.22%, while loans and repayment increased slightly from 87.47 to 87.68. Meanwhile, all the private loans continue to be in repayment status. And that's it. That's all I have for the bond redemption activity. Unless anyone has any questions.
Any questions, Robbie? Questions, comments? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That would conclude the business items for the CSLF agenda. Are there any other questions, comments, issues to be brought forward, any new business? Anything for the cause? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Stella. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Julie. I moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed?
No.
Any abstentions? We are adjourned. Thank you all very
Thank
much.
You for your